Well, expect some gradual clearing today. We had another disturbance work down the backside of that big storm from Sunday and yesterday that's brought all the snow to the Carolinas, brought our heavy rain on Sunday. Well, that little disturbance working down the backside last night kept the clouds in place, which is what we expected. We didn't have a frost or a freeze, but it's also produced a bit of drizzle, some mist, and some very light rain. That'll be ending quickly, so no real significant impacts on the morning commute. And while clouds will still be hanging tough, we'll gradually break out into sunshine as that disturbance moves away as we go through the day today. So it'll be brighter this afternoon, and while temperatures will be several degrees milder than yesterday, we're still looking at temperatures well below average, topping out only in the 50s today. And that'll set us up for an inland freeze and frost tonight, down to about 30 over western Duval County, 32 to 34 near the I-95 corridor, and about 35 to 38 for the intercoastal and the beaches. So primarily an inland thing, so to speak, for tonight as far as the freeze and frost goes. But with no wind or very little wind and temperatures getting in some cases to the mid-30s near the beaches, there may be a few plants that might want to get them covered up at the beaches, because there could be a bit of light frost. It wouldn't be real significant, but a little bit of light frost not too far from the waterways for tonight into early tomorrow morning. And then we set ourselves up for what should be the prettiest day of the week tomorrow. Really good looking Wednesday with sunshine. Yeah, it's a cold start in the morning, but we'll be in the mid-60s in the afternoon. Not a whole lot of wind. And when I'm saying that that's our nicest day of the week, and it's still early and we're coming out of a cold spell, you know that that means we also have the next storm system on the horizon already. And that still looks to be pinpointing about Friday right now, with rain and a few thunderstorms spreading from west to east, and what should be a pretty decent storm system for us. And by that, I mean widespread rain, again, 100% coverage, and locally heavy rainfall. Early indications are as much as 1 to 2 inches, locally more. Still may see that go up or down a little bit here, but it does look to be a fairly substantial weather system. Some showers as early as late Thursday and Thursday night because of a warm front lifting northward, but that would not be significant rain. The heavy rain will be Friday. And depending on how this plays out, again, it's a disturbance that has quite a bit of wind energy with it, if you will, a lot of upper-level dynamics, support, or energy, in other words. And so we will have to keep an eye out on those few storms that do develop on Friday. If we get enough instability, some strong storms would be a concern. So we'll continue to give you updated information. And, of course, there's your first alert on a wet Friday. Now, by Saturday, still some lingering morning showers as that system moves away. But this one doesn't have the cold air behind it that the past couple of systems have had. So while it'll turn cooler for the weekend, it doesn't look like anything exceptionally cold, with temperatures just about where we ought to be this time of year, highs in the 60s. That also means that the northern part of this storm will still contain a lot of rain versus the snow that we had last time. The heavy snow over the mountains, even lower elevations of the Carolinas, will be quickly melting later this week, because they're going to get some heavy rain as well. That could mean some flooding problems for the same areas that had a snowstorm over the last few days. And also one other little note of fun fact for today of your weather: a sunset today is at 5:27. The reason that's a big deal is because the last couple of weeks the sunset has been at 5:26, the earliest sunset that we have of the year. So we start to go the other way, very slowly, but gradually go the other way. Now, we're still losing time overall because our sun rises are getting later each day yet for another couple of weeks until the winter solstice, and then we start to truly gain daylight not too far from Christmas or a little bit thereafter, and then, of course, gaining from there on out through the rest of the winter and right on into spring. With all your weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News, Jack's First Alert Weather Center, for News 104.5 WOKV.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.